with. So you better know your Filipino history.
I'm pumped. I am pumped. I really am. I'm so
Wait,
excited.
Hang on. So did you went to prom?
Yeah, Kalila, I went to prom. Thanks, George.
It sounds like that was maybe a nightmare.
Okay.
Excuse me, guys. My armpits are sweating heavily today.
So are mine.
Do you need paper towel?
No, we're good so far. There's a lot of holes in this shirt, so it does lead to some AC ventilation up in the pit zone. But did I go to prom? I did go to prom. Okay. All right. So at that time, I really liked this older guy. He wasn't my age. I was, I guess, like 17 or 18. He was all of like 22, 23. He was like an older gentleman, right? And so I was like, I really wanted this guy to go. And plus, I mean, you kind of get a vibe from me. Like, I'm not somebody who does well. We talked about our eyelashes. Like, I really try to do like super, super, super girly things. But I massively, morbidly fail every, like, I do try. Like, I give it my 100 effort. And every single time I try, like, I just end up looking like, you know, like a linebacker in a dress that doesn't work out. It's just, wait, I just
why
feel
a linebacker?
Big.
Sarah, but you're not, you don't have my shoulders.
No, which I want your shoulders. No, because they're square and gorgeous.
Ooh, those
proportionally
hot,
correct.
Square shoulders.
But, like, they're in. They're huge on the runways right now. Like, massive. Like, and I've always had roundy shoulders, which is not, it's proportionally horrible for the rest of your body because nobody likes a round shoulder. They always want a square, good Olympic swimmer shoulder. I say all that to say you're amazing.
Thank you.
That you're
Thank
a square.
You.
A giant square.
I say all that to say you're a shoulder influencer. I mean, people are going mad for this shit.
Wait, why do high schools do that? Let's say, like, because I was 17 and I was able to take a 21-year-old date.
Yeah.
And didn't nobody check ID, nothing. It was fine. He was a nice guy.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I don't know. Like, but, I keep in mind, too, one, this was a prom in Kentucky at a Catholic high school.
You went to a Catholic high school?
All girl Catholic high school.
You Filipino or Irish.
Yeah. I'm telling you, yeah. Oh, I went through kindergarten all the way through 12th grade with Catholic schooling. I was confirmed, baptized, reconciled.
Anointing of the sick.
I did penance.
Penance.
Our
all
father,
of it. You know, our Hail Marys. You wanna kneel on pews right now?
I will.
Do you want to do the rosary?
I will. I always got in trouble in church because I would kneel on the pews, but then I would stick my butt back on the... I would kneel. What the fuck?
I know. Are you talking about where you kneel? About where you kneel and then put your butt on the chair?
Yes.
Yeah, same here.
And then with the little... They take like a ruler or this... That
yeah.
And I was like, I'm so tired. Like, you know what I mean? You would just put your head down, like on the, oh, it's horrible. And I would get in so much trouble. But anyway, so it was a Catholic jam. And like, and that's the thing, like, you could bring a 35-year-old to prom as long as it's the opposite sex. But I could have been the biggest. R. Kelly could have come to our prom and people were like, it's cool. Like, you know, like, nice hetero couple. Like, I remember this, how crazy. It's so, even back then, I was like, what does it matter? Like, there was a girl who I knew at the time who has now transitioned to identifying male. And at that time, she wanted to wear a tux to the prom. She still identified as female, whatever. Like, and she wanted to bring a female date. And full on, Jesus came down himself. Like, if you would have asked the people who ran the prom, they wouldn't let her do it.
Oh, of course not. Not back then. Fucking assholes, man.
But even it, who cares? Like, her suit looked dope. Like, it doesn't matter. She looks slick, you know.
But did she actually show up to prom that way, or did she like resist and go anyways?
She went,
okay.
But she didn't bring up. They wouldn't let her bring a date of the same sex. How bananarimas! But yeah, every 48-year-old who's having an affair on their wives, come on in. Like, So that's, I took this older gent who was 23. I realized if I get
full, the ages are changing.
Once I start getting comfortable, I'm like, hey, full spread.
You was 23.
I apologize. I really apologize. So yeah, whatever. Yeah, he was older. And so, but I remember he wasn't friends with anybody else's friend. You know how at prom, like high school, you usually, by the way, I think I've seen your high school prom photo on Instagram, which I just happened to see. And I was like, look at Kalila.
It was not happening for me either.
Were you not as pumped as I was? Because you can, every photo, prom photo, you can kind of tell.
Well, I love the fact that I went to Blair High School now, which was, you know, what was considered the reject school.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I was zoned. And we had, we were told we were the bad kids of Pasadena.
Okay.
But our proms, I'm sorry, like, because Jules told me what her prom was like, and she goes to a private school. That shit seems so boring compared to ours. We had so much fun. Like, there was...
It was a public school.
I went to public school. Okay. Yeah, okay. Blair High School.
Okay. Just checking.
Okay. Predominantly Black and Latino. Uh-huh. Maybe a smattering of 6 white kids.
Okay.
Plus my date, who happened to be an older gent as well, who was a white guy.
You like them older gents.
And, but I had a good time. Like, it really was, it wasn't as rigid as my niece's prom. Because she, I saw pictures of hers. I'm like, what were you guys doing? I mean, were you sucking dick in an alleyway? Were you doing this? She was like, no, we don't do that. I'm like, I'm boring. Get out of here. Get out of here with your fucking vanilla behavior. Like, we...
I didn't even know we could do that. Wait, so that's amazing.
What happened with you and the older gent?
That's super cute. All right, sorry. Go ahead.
What happened with you and the older gent?
Typical... Okay, you guys, it just goes so beyond. All right, well, let me give you a quick, like, window into the dude that is this older gent. Look, man, he was the... I won't even say his name because he still lives in Louisville and I still know who he is. Like... And he was the hottest guy in Louisville, all right? Like, which wasn't saying much. Like, the competition wasn't, like, saturated, you know? So, better. And he drove, he was a car dude. He drove a BMW. Uh-huh. He fixed it up, you know, right? He had, like, he was a gearhead. And I was like, that's hot. He worked at Chevron. I was like, you have a job? That's dope. That's dope. He pumped gasp. I'm like, that's hot. But he had, like, he had a uniform.
Yeah.
Hot.
That's a working man. When you're in high school, when you see a working man, that is, like, the top of the food chain.
Yeah. Hot as fuck.
Smell. And like, I bet that. All the girls in your school were like, oh, my God, Sarah.
Yeah.
You were proud. You walked in there with your head held high. Like, look who I brought.
Mm-hmm.
The Chevron boy.
Chevron man. Well, yeah, because, yeah, he, like, smelled of, a little bit of gasoline with a little...
That is pretty hot.
Hugo Boss.
Hugo. Or Curve.
That's attractive?
Hugo Boss.
Yeah, high school.
Jacar Noir?
Jacar Noir does pass my time.
That's way...
Wait, that's uncle shit.
When the dinosaurs roamed. But, yeah, no, dudes, I don't know. You guys, they used to spray it in their hats. Do you remember that? So when they would, like, put their hat backwards, mm-hmm. it would smell of a bit of sweat and a bit of, like, oh, my God. And I would stick my prepubescent nose
okay,
in there.
There we go.
Like, dry. What? I don't know what the fuck was wrong with me. But, like, I did. I was like, that's so hot. Like, weird shit. But anyway, so, yeah, so he was, like, a car dude, and my dad hated him because he was older, mm-hmm. and I would always get in trouble because I would go out with him because he wasn't in high school. I was in high school.
Yeah.
So, like,
that's, yeah, I'm telling you, like,
it's kind of
no weird. Administrator in high school was like, wait a second.
Yeah. Well, first off, why wasn't he Stevie?
What?
Hi, buddy.
Oh, no, Steve. Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay.
Hi, Steve.
Oh, Steve.
What a treat.
Do Sarah and Stevie know each other? Right, that's right. You better.
Oh, wait! Don't sit on Chewy. She made that for you.
Stevie, that's for you.
She made that for you.
I made that for you.
But sit in that spot. Still,
that's you, Stevie. That. Yeah, that's you underwater with a glass.
Whoa! Look at this. I've never been in here. I know. It's been a long time.
I haven't seen you in a year, dude.
Has it been that long?
The last time is because remember in the pandemic, you're like, Kalai, I'm hungry. I was like, and you were like crying. I was like, I'll send you pizza right now.
Oh, yeah, I was starving back then.
I'm so sorry. I just realized how big that couch is.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Your feet are just chilling.
Yeah.
I should probably introduce the show, George.
Yeah.
We should introduce
the
show.
I like your little legs, Steve.
Yeah.
It's really good to see you, buddy.
Yeah.
We were talking about prom, but first, I should introduce the show. You guys, welcome to a very special episode of Tiger Belly. As you know, Papa Bear, the captain of the ship, is still in Hungary filming his dream in his dream role, we think. So today I have two very, very special co-hosts. And I'm going to introduce everyone in the room. To my right is Mr. Pink Dick George Kimmel. To my left, of course, is Mr. Flat Flat Gilbert Galan. To my right is number one guest of 2021.
Yes.
And beloved friend of a podcast, of the podcast.
Thank you.
Miss Sarah Hyland.
Woo!
Well,
but that's not all.
But that's not all.
Not.
Favorite top guest of 2018, 2019, and 2020. Coming to compete for the 2021 crown.
No, there's no competition.
Yeah, you are. It's a competition.
No. He's a little boy to Stevie.
It's a reunion.
It really is.
I haven't been here in a long time, and I haven't seen Sarah in...
How many years?
10, 20.
I feel like it was the last time that
15 years
out of the apartment. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
15.
Poor Steve.
17
I love
years.
You, Steve. It was literally. I think I came to pick up a couple. I was thinking about that before I came here. I was like, when was the last time I saw Steve?
Has it been?
And I think it was when I came to like pick something up from the apartment over
at Beechwood.
Beechwood.
Yeah.
And you were walking, you were with Bobby, and you were walking out, and you'd always say, hey, Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I wasn't living in the closet. That was a Sanborn.
No.
Yeah.
But you did live in the Sanborn closet,
yeah,
right?
I lived in the closet, yeah.
What was inside that closet? Like, what made it a home for you?
It was probably the size of...
Not this garage.
It was a lot smaller. It was like a box.
Oh, wow.
It was literally like a rat cage or something. Like, it was small. It was small.
Yeah.
I couldn't even extend my legs all the way. I had to sleep like I had to sleep like this. Well,
that's sexy.
Yeah.
But I have this theory about you that I think you do like living in tight spaces.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love it.
You do?
Like, I think if you were given the option of, like, a very large master bedroom or, like, a closet, you'd always choose the closet.
Yeah, I don't need much to survive. I don't know where that comes from. Maybe Korea. I have no idea. But I don't need much.
Yeah.
I just need a roof, adequate hot water, cold hot water, maybe like a mini fridge. Not much. But you know they're kicking me out of the my place now.
Kicking out?
They bought the property.
Oh, they bought it.
Oh.
So you know how everyone's building those condos, high-rise condos?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I might go to K-Town.
K-Town's dope.
That's good, man.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I might do that. It's a reunion!
Dude, is this weird for
you? It feels weird.
I know, I'm like, is it kind of...
It feels weird just being here.
But I want to know.
I've been to this house like once. I swear to God, I've been here once or twice in my whole life.
You've been there a lot.
What?
On the PS4, a lot.
Oh, is that where it's
at? That's the game.
See, I didn't even recognize that area because I didn't even know this room Did you guys like expand and renovate the room itself?
No, we used to be in a different room, Steve. And then during the pandemic, we were like, oh, everything is too close together.
Am I in the garage?
Yeah, you're in the garage. Holy shit.
Oh, I just figured that out.
I don't know.
This is the garage?
Steve, we're both having an awakening at the same moment. I'm like, those are rollers.
You guys made
those
it so cool.
Thanks.
Did good.
It doesn't feel like a garage.
No.
You got the AC blowing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, hang on a second. So, Steve, pre-pandemic, I just want to point out something.
Jeez.
Pre-pandemic, Steve was a completely different man.
What are you talking about?
Now he is Big Papa in the podcast.
No!
I'm a small fry.
Yeah?
No, small French fries.
What's been going on in the last year?
Bro, I've seen just, that shirt so many times on different podcasts.
I'm promoting. I told you, any podcast I go on, I'm trying to promote Scissor Bros. But
watch Scissor Bros.
Yeah, watch Scissor Bros. I think I'm getting burnt out with podcasts.
How so?
Because it's like, I'm at a point now where I want, because I need to do them, but it's like every day I'm doing, like every day.
But you know what? Eventually that's always how it's going to feel, where you feel like, am I just repeating myself?
Yeah.
How many more stories do I have in the tank? But it's a good way to keep your memories fresh, like your trauma fresh.
Oh, yeah. And then not only that, it's like I noticed too, like, even because I've been going on King of the Sting.
Oh, that's right. You're the guy now.
No, I'm not the guy.
You're the guy.
The third mic. Come on, man.
Stevie, lean into
but
it.
Dude, I have like legit haters now.
What?
Congratulations.
I'm gonna show you the.
I want to read them to me. Well, actually, don't.
Not here. I don't want to give the guy shine.
Yeah.
It is the most cruelest, malicious stuff you could think about. Because I know we've all kind of dealt with that. You know, just like if you go on like Reddit. I think mine will match your like the type of maliciousness and hatred will match yours.
I doubt that.
No. This guy. He breaks me down. Like he brings, he ends it with, my dad should have killed me. I wasn't worth the nut on like a towelette. Like I should have been wiped. Like my sperm should have been like.
So detailed.
I feel like
disposed
that's.
With a sock.
That's abortion diss is so unoriginal.
Well, he said I look like a gray alien.
That's a little better. That one's a little better.
That's actually
alien diss is a little better.
No, I didn't think it was that enough.
George laughed at that.
Band name. No, it's not bad. That's not bad.
You're telling of it, Steve.
But I thought about it and I'm like, you know what? Cause like out of all of us, have you ever gone to anyone's like video or Instagram or anything and said anything mean ever?
No, but I have faith that 99% of your fan base or anyone that follows us don't do that. Like, there are sane, legitimately normal, loving people out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just those voices tend to sound a little bit louder in our heads because it stings.
Yeah, my alcoholism doesn't help. You know, because I have, like, a problem with perception and the way I look at things. That doesn't help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I realize that people like that are obviously unhappy or angry. They're either unhappy or angry or something's going on. So you can't take it personally.
Do you get haters, Sarah?
100%.
We talked about this after your episode.
Sarah doesn't. Come on.
What? No.
You do?
Steve.
You're so likable.
What, they talk 100%. About your art? They talk about your artwork or something? What could
anything
they say?
You can make fun of somebody, like people will find something. Like, that's what I mean. Like, it's everybody's own perception of what flavor or color they're seeing it through. So right. I can't, like, there's always something somebody's not going to like. Like, after that, I did the podcast with, at the Tiger Belly podcast, I think I read, like, probably just even two bad, you know, mean comments. And I was like, fuck. Like,
so it could be 90%
good. I messaged Kalila.
Yeah.
I was like, Sarah, don't read anymore.
Oh my God. Like, I've made other videos where I impersonated a celebrity, AKA Megan Fox. That did not go well.
Like, oh, she's got fans.
These motherfuckers are like pit bulls. They're like, don't touch Megan Fox. You know what I mean? They are like extreme, you know, like.
But do they hit below the belt though?
100%. They're mean.
But they say stuff like personal stuff about you.
I mean, they don't know anything personal. Like, I don't have. That's the thing. Like, I don't have enough of my life out there.
Lucky.
You know?
Right. So lucky.
I don't have that.
Steve and I can't get that back.
No, I believe it.
Too deep.
Everything is out there with me.
I totally believe it. So it's not. It can't be like crazy personal, but it's enough to where, like, you know, you suck, you blow. die. You know what I mean? Like horrible shit.
No, they talk about my genitals, my dry nut sack. They go in.
Steve, to be fair, you talk about your dry nut sack.
A lot. It's not as, you know, the thing is,
wait,
I
is
talk
still
about
dry?
It. No, it's not as bad. I think what I do, and I thought about this too. I think Bob has this too. Is we self-deprecate. Mm. It's like we like just go hard on ourselves. We say the most messed up stuff to like protect our, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think, you know,
you
it's not bad at
punch.
All, but like not as bad as before.
Hi. Hey, Sarah.
Come on, Jules. Oh, Jules is here.
Yeah.
Hi, Jules.
What is this?
Oh, it's Cloud. Do you want to explain what a special day is today?
You guys, Steve, I don't know if you know
Jules,
this.
Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, this is Sarah. Have you met her?
Yeah, we met. Nice to meet you, sweet pea. Congratulations on your graduation.
Today is a special Lur Day because it is Filipino Independence Day.
Yeah.
So what do we have here, Jules? You just gave us a plate and didn't explain. Okay. So throughout this whole episode, we will be taste testing. Different that. Filipino foods. Sarah, I don't know if you have food allergies, but hopefully
and if you,
not.
And if you do,
I just don't.
Deal with it, right?
I don't. I have nothing in it to win
so,
it.
This is pancit, bihon, and canton.
Pancit, Gil?
It's pancit, bihon, and canton, which is going to be egg noodle and rice noodle and soy. Yeah, go ahead. Try it.
Oh, my God.
All the noodles are good.
Is this garlic rice?
Oh, and that is going to be garlic rice. What they do is they take garlic, deep fry it, and then they use the oil to mix them with white jasmine rice.
Mm. Oh, this is really good.
But
hey, you can just spit out a piece
of
rice.
Hey, just all you have to do is just taste a little
taste
bit.
Taste test it.
And we'll throw it away because we have a fun time. We're going to have a fun time this episode.
So this whole episode is going to be dedicated to my beloved motherland, the Philippines. Mm-hmm. But Steve, I wouldn't hang on to that stuff. Must roll off your shoulder.
Oh yeah, for sure. I just, you know, we won't talk about it again.
Yeah,
but right under the bridge.
I have a hard time believing on a podcast you're not going to talk about your dry nuts.
But well, someone wrote me. They were like, "Hey, can you help Steve out?" I'm like, "What is happening?" And they're.
You want me to show you? I can show.
Show it to me. Come on, Steve. You're my brother. Come here.
Steve.
Sarah, but you're bad at Sarah first.
No, I'm not gonna do
it. It's okay. Yeah.
Steve, you can't throw it out there and not do it.
Steve, put it in my hand now.
Show her. We'll blur it. Aim that way.
When have you ever not?
It's okay.
I've taken you all your medical stuff.
It's okay.
Wait. Go closer.
Here.
Why are the legs like that, though?
Yeah, don't open your legs. Just
why
let
are
it hang out.
Why are you doing your legs like that?
Here, don't show Sarah. Yeah. Point it towards.
No, I mean, how come? Okay. I mean, hang on.
It's not dry.
It's not dry at all.
See, I moisturize.
It's very pink and moist.
You're doing so good, Steve.
Yeah, I moisturized.
Dude, congrats. It looks so much better than the last time.
It's good, right?
So why do you keep saying it's dry?
No, I just keep saying it's not.
Why'd you hold it like that, though?
Hey, Steve. Also,
why'd you hold it like that?
Hey, Steve. Here you go. Hey, Steve.
I hate it.
Here you go. This is some hand sanitizer. Oh.
Don't analyze it. I grab my nutsack.
But you only. You
please don't do that.
Bro, you pushed the ball through your hand.
Can I just show you what he did? he was holding it, but then he only made this small of a window.
I grabbed it like a balloon.
And then he.
At the end of a balloon.
It. Just the squeezed part.
You don't like those.
Choke it.
But do you know like those stress balls?
Yeah, just a little bit.
I grabbed it like a stress
ball. Just a little bit.
Because he wanted it to look shiny.
Yeah, I know what you did.
But it looks shiny, right?
You have no hair on your balls.
You look good.
Oh, I shave every day. You don't shave?
Every day?
Oh, my God.
I'm not allowed to. My lady won't.
I don't do it now.
Wow.
You don't shave? Of course. You do shave your nuts?
The pandemic took over.
Okay.
Manscaped.
Man, it's good being here. I haven't been. Oh, it's like a reunion.
How are your teeth?
What's wrong with your teeth?
I took them to the dentist.
Yeah,
many
times. No. It's all good. Yeah, I made some improvements. Like my hygiene's good. I don't smell and it's like smoother down there.
Were you missing teeth?
No, but me and Bob, we're like our whole thing we have like a phobia of dentists or something.
Yeah.
But no, everything. Yeah.
Are we allowed to talk about relationships a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, because it's been 6 months. Yeah, I went through a breakup.
Yeah, I knew his girlfriend. She was a part of the fam. She was a lovely, lovely girl.
Yeah, I have nothing but love for her.
Nothing bad to say about her.
Almost 5 years, sir.
What happened?
Just, you know.
You were together almost 5 years.
Four and a half.
You were together 4.5
years.
You guys lived together?
Oh, we didn't live together? No. And that was a part of the problem is because... Because I've thought about it a lot, and I'm like, damn, I should have been a little bit more mindful on, like, her needs, you know, like I'm so stubborn because of, you know how frugal I am.
Can I just tell this one story?
Tell it. Tell it.
Just think about your words.
We can cut it out if it's not if you don't want
just
it.
Really think about it, because there's already a lot out there, and like it doesn't help me. Like, because Jeremiah keeps saying it too.
It's
you
just so
Steve
funny
Frugal,
to me.
You know, Steve's
no, it's the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my life.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
You were like,
it's not malicious.
Bob, Kalei, let's go to the arc light on me. Okay. Bobby and I could not have sprung from our chairs any faster. We were like, holy shit, Steve is treating us to a movie. So we go to the arc light. He actually pays, right? And then he's like, oh, I'm just going to go back to your place with you guys after the movie. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to clean around and stuff like that. I was like, Steve is going to treat us to a movie and clean our house?
Did I ask for money?
No, you took it out of my piggy bank.
Steve.
A piggy bank stealer.
I must have been really struggling back then.
You were struggling. But
yeah, I am so sorry I did that. That is so inappropriate.
How much did he take?
I don't know.
If the movie was 80, he took 100.
I haven't done that. In my defense, I haven't done that in a long time.
You know which piggy bank, right?
Oh, how could I forget?
Were you freaking?
Yes, I know that. It's piggy bank. There's just money.
Wait, hold on. It's
you took it from the
the
one with I used to take it from.
Oh, yeah. Wait, Sarah.
Back
me up. Back
I know
up.
What it is. Oh. I didn't offer to take people. Did you front the money and then you came?
Oh,
back
I was
cleaned?
Just. I was just. Man, I needed. I just needed to survive. Like I was,
that's okay.
Because you know, I've worked like regular job.
I know,
like,
Steve.
Coffee bean and tea leaf. Circle
Starbucks,
K, Jamba Juice.
Yeah,
yeah. I could go down the list of, you know, I've done the whole thing, the blue collar. Yeah.
I understand.
That's why
Steve.
I'm so, like, stoked that, you know, this, like, you know, we get to make money on content now.
Hey, Steve, I just want to normalize this for you for a minute, from my heart. I want you to look at me in my eye. I used to do that too. Like, meaning that even when I was with Bobby, I worked like three fucking jobs. Like I worked at Starbucks, at the bakery called Sweet Lady fucking Jane. I worked every fucking day, sweating.
Oh,
and Bobby
would
be like, quit one. I was like, no, you know what I mean? Like I was like, I have to get my own shit. But Bobby, the piggy bank, would put money in this piggy bank. He'd be like, just take money. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So every day I just, my fucking chubby little arm in there.
Cigarette
take
money,
out money.
Gator,
yeah.
And you get Canadian dollars sometimes.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah. You know what I felt the most shameful? I was working at Fat Sal's. And what Bob used to do is, and then I was in the kitchen, and I remember I had to do the walk of shame because, like, my manager's like, I think your brother's here. And I had my apron on. And I just remember like having to walk out there. But man, that was a hard job. I had a bag of meat. I was washing dishes. I almost lost my fingernail. When I was making a milkshake, because I was the milkshake. They called me the Bruce Lee of milkshake guy.
Kind of racist, but yeah.
But it was racist, yeah, for sure.
I mean, it's kind of, okay.
And I remember, like, you know how like the orders.
Not gonna lie. That's fucked up.
Sarah's like, that's a great one.
You're like, that's hilarious.
I
mean,
no.
Terrible.
I'm not Bruce Lee. That's fucked up. No. That's fucked up.
So like the orders kept piling up, like the tickets.
Yeah.
So I was like panicking because I had to do like the mozzarella cheese stick. Then I had to wash the dishes. I was like multitasking in there.
Yeah.
And then I remember I was like panicking. And then there's like these big cartons of ice, you know, and sometimes they get stuck at the bottom. And then, you know, when the ice cream gets low, you have to kind of dig your arm in
your
there.
Your whole body in there.
So,
yeah.
You know how, like on the outside of the liner was this metal silver lining?
Mm.
And so I
oh,
I, like,
no.
I like, try to.
It got caught.
Yeah, my fingernail got lodged in the metal liner. So I was just screaming for. I think my boss's name was Zane. I'm like, Zane! You know, I was like yelling for his name. But those are hard jobs.
Hard jobs, man.
So,
what's the worst out of all of those jobs? Which one did you hate the most?
Oh, no, go ahead, Sarah. I already.
Well. I have a long list of jobs.
Too. Yeah.
Most of them. I mean, I worked at the Kentucky State Fair.
Ooh.
That was a bad one. I mean, it's fun, but I worked at the Greater Tater Hut. So it was like in the middle of summer and in August and Kentucky is very humid. And like, and it was just two big vats of grease, and they never change out the grease for the whole fair.
That's gross.
So, yeah. And at the time I was younger and prone to acne, and like, you know, and like doing these grease, and there's like a line of 200 people out there who want like a twirled potato with extra cheese. You know what I mean? You're like, fuck you. You know what I mean? Breaking out in whiteheads. I have one blackhead growing as I was taking. You know what I mean? Ugh. Horrible. And like, they're demanding like four ladles of cheese, and I have a manager who's like, just give one ladle. That's it. You know, and you're like, ah, fucking fuck. You know, it's a dilemma. So it's stuff like that. And I was terrible at customer service and food because eventually I would just give it away. I was like, just take it. Just take the food.
Yeah.
I don't want it. Just take it. Don't tell anybody. Like, are you sure I'll pay? I was like, nah, just take it.
I must have been hardworking at the fair, huh?
It was horrible.
Like the weather.
I did that for years.
Oh, God, yeah.
Anytime
yeah.
you're working in a kitchen or with grease, it's rough.
Horrible.
You know?
Sushi Dan's for me.
Well, was that the worst? That's the one where, was that the stab?
Well, yeah, I almost got in a fight with the sushi chef.
Oh, my God.
And then I almost got in a fight with the manager, too.
Steve,
it's the way they talk to me. Was you know,
I would not square up with a sushi chef though, because they're just so good with knives, and they're all about accuracy.
I know, but the way he talked to me was a bit condescending and really disrespectful.
You know, my friend Sam got stabbed by the sushi chef. What?
I didn't care. I blacked out anyway.
Oh, Sam.
Oh, he got stabbed.
He got stabbed.
Yeah, I was already in the red zone with him.
But then they kind of kept it on the down low, and they were like, here's some money, just don't like report to the police.
Yeah, that's assault. Mm. And yeah, he could have got jail time for that. Yeah. So the way he talked to me was, he'd be like, yeah, shikya, you go, you know?
He would speak Korean?
Yeah, he would speak Korean. He'd go, yeah, shikya, you go. And then I'd be like, hey, man, like, you can't talk to me like that. We're in America now, dude. Like, like, this is America, you know? We're not in Korea, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't talk, you know? And then I remember, so that happened. And then that's hard work, because, like, especially if it's like an 8-top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're not even a waiter or waitress. You're a barback / busser.
Yeah, yeah, no respect.
So you're not even getting the real, true tips.
No tips.
You're getting the tips from, from the waiters and waitresses.
Trickle down.
Yeah, it's a trickle
the
down
last
effect.
0.08% of everybody's.
Yeah, and then even the woman manager, she was Korean too. But yeah. I remember, like, she. Oh
what?
God, we got
another
more food.
Dish.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
What is it? Which say it out loud, Jules.
This is lechon kawali with your.
Oh, lechon. Do you eat pork?
Yeah, I eat everything.
Okay.
Hold up. I don't want to like disrespect the food. Let me try.
Yeah, try it. Mm. Thank you, Jules.
Thank you, Jules. Thank you so much.
What a weird episode so far. This is wonderful.
What?
Mm. You're eating a deep fried pork.
Oh, thank you.
It's very healthy.
Thank you, Jules. Thank you very much.
Mm, thank you so much.
Ooh.
Hey, you can get a job working at a restaurant while you're in school.
Mm. Mm-hmm, Jules, I think everyone should work
once.
Either retail or in the service industry.
I agree.
Teaches you a lot. Humbles you a lot.
Oh, it's crispy.
Any thoughts on this, the taste? Mm. We'd like to get your perspective on this dish.
It's...
I love it, dude.
Yeah,
I was with Iwani for like.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. I'm used to.
And he's been to the Philippines.
And I am not. Isn't that crazy?
What?
I know.
You haven't gone,
Sarah.
No. X.
You have to go,
Filipino.
Dude.
Filipino. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So anyway, I'll make the story short. Yeah. So yeah, the female manager would like, because I smoked back then, and she would like make me walk like to the other end of the mall.
Yeah.
And I was just like, God, I can't do this. I just can't do this anymore. You know, and that's when Bob. Remember when Bob was living above the Comedy Store?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Is that where
remember
it's
that?
Polly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
I was
you
Polly.
Were together then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I met Bobby right? when he lived over like Sunset Junction. He lived in a really small apartment over in Silver Lake.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's when I first met him.
What are you saying, George?
The dumpster.
Yeah.
Yep.
No. This is post dumpster. The OG dumpster is when all of us lived there.
Yeah.
On the third floor. And remember, Bob booked that IBM Global.
The big one.
The Code or Not campaign.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did he think he was a big shot then when he booked it?
He flashed me. I remember he showed me his check.
Oh,
he showed you his check?
Of course he did.
No.
We were on Melrose. And he goes, and then, you know, this is when he hit Remember how Bob loved diesels?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Oh yes, we would go the diesel.
Yeah, the diesel jeans.
Yeah.
Because
oh, no.
That was what
100.
Yeah, because yeah. I mean, we thought that in high school, you thought diesel was like the top of the line, the most expensive thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, he had every pair.
Yeah.
He had every pair. But so we're on Melrose, and then he goes out of his pocket. He goes,
"Oh,
this is the way I do it, dude." Hold on. He goes like this. This is the way I'm doing it, dude.
Yep.
That's Bobby, yeah.
How are you doing it?
Yeah.
How are you doing
it? Yeah, this, you know what I mean? And, does that sound accurate?
It sounds, it couldn't be more accurate.
This is the way I'm doing it. This is the way. How are you doing it? Something like that.
You're gonna put me in a rage.
I can't stand it.
But you know what?
It's so
God always gives us... like counters to those
moments.
It was
like $100,000. It was so much money.
Oh my God.
So let me not forget the trajectory. That's when, okay, so this is, we're in the dumpster and then he got that money and he moved like two floors down. And that's what the apartment you're talking about.
So it wasn't the dumpster.
Oh, you guys lived in that whole.
Yeah, we all lived at that's the dumpsters, crazy. Like okay, us and like okay. 10 skateboarders and junkies and just random people. And then Bob got the Code or Not campaign.
Yeah.
And then he moved down, got his own spot.
His own jam.
Fancy boy.
Mm-hmm.
You booked something too, though, at that time. You were in
Did
a massive.
Did you Starburst commercial?
You were in a massive commercial.
Yeah, the Starburst.
That was a really funny
That was
commercial.
A good one. That was a good one.
You know how they're rerunning like old ones that were successful back then? That's one that they should do again.
You liked it?
That one was a good one. Where you make the baby cry.
Yeah. Hey, Jimmy, come see the baby.
Wait, what was the accent for that?
It was a Chinese. Hey, come see the baby.
That was rich.
I don't know.
Come see the baby.
Come see the baby.
Come see the baby.
Come see the baby.
And I remember they had a like, because I kept missing my mark. And then so they're like, I had to like act like, you know, I'm doing my own thing. And then I had to hit this mark and then out of my pocket have a sour Starburst and then put it in my mouth. And then by the time I got to the baby, I had to like make the face. And then, yeah. But, you know, that was hard to book because every time I got, I kept coming back for the callback. There's another like young, like Asian kid. Mm. So I'm like, oh my God. And you know how like shallow I got, you know how shallow they were? The whatever, the people,
the casting
people. On the last one, they brought another kid, like who didn't even go through the other auditions. And then I overheard them. We're in front of the Vista Theater. Remember the Vista?
I do, yeah.
We're eating cut lemons. And then I remember one of them saying, pick the other one. His hair is more like Bruce Lee's.
Everyone, Bruce Lee and you.
Is that their only reference for anything?
Their only reference is Bruce Lee.
I know, but he's because I guess I had sideburns, and so I heard that, and I'm like, oh, this is how it works. Wow.
Oh, that was your audition.
Wow.
That was my last audition. That was like my whatever the last callback.
The callback. Okay, yeah. And then you booked it.
Yeah.
That's how I do it.
That's how you do
that's
it.
That's how you
no,
do
but
it.
No, I didn't make $100,000.
Do it.
I didn't make $100,000. No, but you know, you were doing commercials, weren't you, Sarah?
I did.
Like with Aqua, right? Because Bob got everyone either Origin
he
or Aqua.
He did.
We were all rep by Aqua at one point.
Were you too?
I was there for like 6
you
months.
You know who is too? Gardo.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I like Gardo.
Gardo, yeah, shout out.
I've always liked Gardo. Yeah, I love Gardo. Yeah.
But everyone, Bobby always just pulls everyone, I think, into the same. That's
everyone.
The yeah.
And then did you?
I think his ex-girlfriend, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think she wanted to go. Jules is just coming out of the corner every 5 minutes.
You're not quitting, are you? Jeez Louise.
What's this now?
Jules, what is this?
Is this beef?
Beef steak.
Wow, beef steak.
Who's making all this?
Oh, Jules has been cooking, dude.
The whole time?
She's been cooking this whole time.
You can make all this?
Yeah. Thank you, Jules. Thank you very much.
Give that to George.
Cutie.
Mm.
George gets a plate now.
No, so this one's just beef with soy sauce
Thank
and some
you
kind of
so
citrus.
Much. Mm. Thank you.
Good one, Jules.
Mm. Fantastic, Jules.
Good one.
Yeah, continue.
I forgot. You lived in the OG Tiger Belly room, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
God, now it's coming back.
The big.
Yeah, and then your bed was like in the middle of the room, like.
It was pink.
Yeah, it was pink. Was there a dollhouse in, like?
There was a dollhouse.
Yes, I did.
Because I'm getting these images. Like, did you have like this? It was like this dollhouse, right?
It was haunted.
I don't know.
I
don't
know. Answer the question, Sarah.
Wait, am I tripping?
There
was like a dollhouse.
Sarah, I had to get rid of that dollhouse.
That was still there. It was mine. But like, I bought it because we went on this random, because I do like going to the
grocery store. Dude, I remember.
Like, dope. You know, and you found some fucked up.
A spirit lived in there.
I believe it. Like, I don't know why. Like, we were at this store and my friend was like, yo, that's sick. I was like, oh, that's great. Well, she didn't say sick at the time because that wasn't even a word. But she was like, that's pretty. And I was like, that's cool. And so I just bought it. You know what I mean?
That sticks out in my mind.
Yeah, I don't know. It was beautiful.
But you know, there was energy to it.
There was an energy.
Yeah.
I had to face it to the wall.
What was the energy? I mean,
Conjuring.
It was a Conjuring.
Yeah, Conjuring Part 4.
Hi, God. What do you have for
us? That's crazy.
No, because I was like, it's such a beautiful dollhouse.
Yeah.
But you're like, why is this ex-girlfriend's dollhouse in this fucking, like, why would, well, no, that's
at
already.
At first I tried to put a t-shirt over it, because I was like, maybe it'll trap the spirit. But then I asked Steve, I was like, Steve, is there something in here? And he was like, Kalai, you got to get rid of it.
Thank you so much. No,
they moved it didn't you move it?
I moved it
into the living room, didn't you?
Yeah, but then I think it was confirmation, because you know you and I feel things.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's like spirit, like ghosts and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Her fork.
I'm in my fork.
Oh.
Thanks. Thank you, Jules. Thank you.
Jules, what is this?
I'm so bummed that you guys lived with a spirit in my old dollhouse.
I'm not sure it was a sinister spirit, but it was something that
there's some energy attached to it.
What happened? Just a feeling that you got, or did something?
Yeah, there's an energy attached to it. Mm-hmm.
Yo.
It stuck out. When you went into that house and you came into, like, it was in your line of vision, you felt something.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, maybe that's why I left and didn't even know it. I was like, that's real.
You left it there for a reason.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I've only had one other thing like that was given to me that had the heebie-jeebies.
What was it?
It was a big, giant teddy bear that somebody gave me as a gift.
Yeah.
It was mad, bigger than Kalila.
Romantic gift?
I want to say it was like just like a friendship, like welcome home kind of a gift. Like, it was cool. It was like a cool looking thing, and I had it in my apartment in West Hollywood, and all kinds of, like, it was like that one you just felt, you're like, yo,
yeah, someone took residence in the bear's
body. And then one night out of nowhere, I had this bag of boiled peanuts. somebody sent me like that and moonshine jelly from Atlanta, but anyway, so like it was up on this shelf, and in the middle of the night, and by the way, this the bag of boiled peanuts was not open, and in the middle of the night I was laying there, and all of a sudden I hear clattering of the whole thing of peanuts fell off the shelf, opened, and fell all over my floor.
Ooh.
And the first thing I did, maybe that doesn't freak y'all out, but I was like, the first thing I woke up, because this bear was at the end of my bed, like staring. And I was like, what the fuck? You know, like that's what I mean. You could just, there's something.
Oh, yeah.
So many things happened. And then I got rid of that bear. I gave it to some like dudes at this print company, long story, like downtown. And like, they even said the same thing. They're like, something's not right with this bear. So that's what I mean. Like, I feel like there's like...
Mm-hmm.
Got a Palo Santo that.
Yo, I apologize.
That's why I light so much stuff now.
Because
light
that shit on fire.
Oh, God.
Just here 2 minutes ago.
I was so hungry. Good.
Slow it down with a...
Yeah.
Give us more time in between, Jules.
I haven't even eaten this one.
This one is adobo.
Yeah. Oh, I love adobo.
Chicken adobo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey. His mom's like, wait, you need to change out mattresses? And we remember when we were in Hawaii...
Dude, she had it since like 1970.
I was like, oh my, yeah, you need to. She goes, what if you don't? I was like, well, you know, things, mites and things. And I was like, well, how long have you had yours? Like 45 years she's had the same mattress.
Well, yeah, we don't get rid of stuff.
That's crazy. So she's my next mattress project.
Oh, thank you. That's sweet.
Where is she? Where is your mom now?
Gilbert.
Yeah?
Gilbert, Arizona. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I was like, she's in Gilbert. What?
I'm sorry, I didn't.
She's
sorry.
What?
Sorry, dude.
Usually people say Gilbert,
Arizona.
Usually people say Gilbert, Arizona. Oh, you said, where's your mom live?
Gilbert.
Gilbert?
Look it up, Gilbert.
Gilbert. Steve,
did you cry a lot when you and Ilani? I cried about that. I really liked you guys together.
Yeah, I was devastated, yeah. You know, like, it's a thing where you listen to certain songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, like, doing that. I was listening to, like, you know, love songs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And,
how long before, like...
But there's a thing. We did the initial breakup. She came back the next morning.
Oh.
This is what... I mean, this is the time we couldn't get a hold of you.
And then we rekindled that.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it was like one of those things where I'm like, oh, we're back together. Yeah. Let's. And then, like, we did the whole... We went to the promenade and mm-hmm. brought Kirby. And, you know, we did the whole thing. And then we did that. And then, again, then she broke up with me. You know, and then we... Really split.
That's probably her trying to be like, okay, I'm going to give this one final shot to see if there's still something like pulling at me.
I mean, it's part of life, you know? Things happen, you know? And I realized too, I think I like being alone as well, too. I've always been kind of, I think I get that from my dad or, I don't.
I will say though, your growth as a human being when you were in a relationship is exponential.
Really?
I mean, exponential.
Really?
I'm not saying, like, you guys brought a lot into each other's lives, and I'm sure she could probably speak for herself as well, like, but you really grew up. Like, you weren't, you know, little boy to Stevie anymore. Like, you were, you know.
Well, you have to, because it's like, you're doing, you know what I mean?
You became a man, Steve.
You did. Come on, bro. Pat yourself on the back.
Thank you.
Okay, so you guys, since this is again a Filipino Independence Day episode, we wanted to take a little quiz, have a little bit of a friendly competition between you and Sarah.
Okay,
if that's okay.
Yeah,
and the loser—it's
like Trivial Pursuit.
I'll whisper the answers in your ear.
Okay, thank you.
The loser has to do something.
Okay, go ahead, Gilbert, break it down.
So we're gonna do this competition. Whoever gets the most right wins. Doesn't have to do anything. The loser has to eat your choice. Actually, no. We're going to eat durian. And durian is a fruit.
Oh, it smells horrible.
Or it smells good to some people and cultures.
Some people really love it.
Yeah.
You have it?
Annie Letterman loves it.
You have it on you?
Yeah, we have some. And if you don't want to eat that, I get it.
Dude, I'll do it.
We also have balut you can choose from.
No, I'm not doing balut.
Oh, well, I'll
do the durian.
Me and you're going to do it, Steve. Me and you are going
to
do it.
Okay, well, we'll get
what's
to the...
What's the balut?
It's...
She's like, what's the other option? She's like, what else can I eat?
It's a duck egg.
A duck embryo.
Duck embryo.
Boiled, though. Cooked.
I've had a duck egg scramble.
Okay, first question.
Okay, here we go. Number one, first question.
Yeah. No. It was...
Go ahead, Chloe.
I don't like it.
Name the three Filipinos from this list. So three out of four of these people are Filipino.
Would you like the name?
The first picture is Miranda Cosgrove. The second is Enrique Iglesias. That's Dave Bautista. And then the fourth one is the singer, Her.
Okay.
So which three people of those are Filipino?
Do you think? You can just say, top.
Or are of Filipino descent.
Can I just say, like, the top...
Think about it, man. You dated one.
Top left.
Okay.
Miranda Cosgrove.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Bottom left.
Prepare yourself.
Dave Bautista.
And then top right.
Enrique Iglesias.
Oh, no, not Ingrid. Bottom right.
Bottom right. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Sarah, who are your choices?
Her.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The top left.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Oh, here it is.
Well... Because I see...
Describe what you're seeing.
I'm going to say the bottom left.
And why do you think so?
Because Julio Iglesias, I don't think he's Filipino.
Kalila?
Yeah. You guys are both wrong. The only one who isn't Filipino there is Miranda Cosgrove.
The girl. Top left.
Oh.
Enrique has a Filipino mom.
That's the trick. He has a Filipino mom.
Really?
All right. Well, you're both 0-0. That's good. That's good. It's still a tie.
Okay.
All right. Next question.
That was a good one. Okay.
Which of these is the Philippine national fish?
That looks like me.
So top left, we have the megamouth shark. Top right.
The megamouth shark.
The parrot.
That's a parrot fish. That's a bungus or a milk fish.
And Steve Lee.
Stevie Weeby, bottom right.
The bottom right is called a shokoy. It's a Filipino merman.
That looks like you.
Dagon the fish god. Stevie Weeby.
It really does look like
Dagon.
You.
Dagon Weeby.
All right, Stevie. Which one is the Philippine national fish?
Bottom left.
You're going to go with Bangos. The milk. Okay. Okay. Sarah?
Oh, we have to just choose one?
Yeah, choose one.
Which one do you think is a Filipino?
Well, didn't you just say this?
Just choose one. One is a Philippine national fish.
Only one.
Oh, man. All right. I guess I'll go with the Bangos.
Good
fish.
Wow.
Both are correct.
Correct.
1-1.
1-1.
It's a tie. It's still a tie.
All right. Third question. Which country colonized the Philippines for over 300 years? USA?
Spain.
Japan or Great Britain?
Spain.
Spain. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, all right.
Last name.
Yep.
Even. Okay, here we go. Who is this man?
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, just guess what his profession was.
His name.
He's a pastor. He's a priest.
What's his name?
I have no idea.
Now, what do you think he did for a living?
He was a Catholic priest.
Okay, Sarah, what's your guess?
Because of the thing.
Yeah.
Pilgrim?
Who's the closest club?
His name is Jose Rizal, and he was a Filipino revolutionary who, like, fought off the... He was anti-Spanish.
Come on, Steve.
Revolutionary.
You know that.
Yeah.
Or a priest.
It's still a tie, guys. Let's move on.
All right, next one. This one is... which two of these men is Bruno Mars?
Scroll up.
Oh! Wait.
They're wearing the same shirt. It could be hard.
It's the same shirt. It's a tricky one.
Wait.
Which of those is Bruno Mars?
Can I...
Left or right? 5, 4, 3.
Oh, left is Bruno Mars.
Stevie, 5.
Left.
Fuck you both. That's me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Same shirt.
Still a tie.
Still a tie. Guys, we gotta break this tie. Okay. How many islands is the Philippines made of? 3, 82, 7,000, 863.
Sarah, you go first this time.
You go first, Sarah.
How many? Oh, man.
Okay. Hey!
Oh, I didn't say anything! I didn't say anything!
The highest? 7,000 seems too much. 8, 6, 8.
Oh, I like how she broke up the numbers.
7,000.
Okay.
Is that your final answer?
7,000.
All right, Steve.
I think that's her final answer.
And then, Steve, you can't pick whatever she chose, so feel free to choose another one.
82.
Sarah is up one, Steve.
What?
It's 7,000, over 7,000 islands.
Over 7,000.
All right, this is the final one.
This is the final one. I get to judge this.
This is 3 points. This is a 3-pointer. Read the following phrase to the best of your ability.
Well, hold on, can you zoom
oh,
in?
Oh, this is going to turn bad for me.
No, it's going to be good.
Steve.
I feel like if you're from the South like me, you can probably have a better chance of getting this than someone from the city. I'll say that.
Okay. Just say this. Each vowel is its own
word. Hey.
Okay, sorry.
I have to say, you have...
Steve, you...
You're up one.
Okay, you're right.
You
all right.
Go.
Remember, we have durian on the line and balut.
Kata stasan.
Okay.
Kata stasan.
Okay.
Gaglan galang gang. Kata punan. Nagmagad anak big bayan.
Good. I don't even hear that.
You look like you're sweating.
It's not good.
Just sweating.
Your legs.
I swear. Your legs are sweating.
Okay. It's going to be bad for me.
No.
Just be your best.
I don't think I can say it.
I don't think Gilbert can either.
I will not get this. Steve.
Did you give up?
No! Come on. Steve, wait. Okay.
All
Each vowel is what?
It's a
say
tone.
Owl, so it, a, yeah, say every vowel.
Every vowel.
If it's two A's, you go ah.
Ah, ah.
Yeah,
okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Steve. Kata ah, ah. Este ah, ah, san.
So cocky.
I hate myself. Okay. Kaga lang. Galangeng gang.
Mm-hmm.
Katupunan.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Inga.
Nung.
Nunga. Imga.
Manga.
Manga.
Uh-huh.
Anak.
Ooh.
Inga.
Nung.
Bayan.
Steve.
Stevie. Did you lose?
She did way better.
Oh, shit. Steve.
She actually did. Because she said katipunan right, which is like the ultimate word you have to get correct.
So, Steve, our friend
bring,
is here.
Bring the durian.
Our friend's here.
Bring the durian fruit.
we're not eating balut. Sarah won. Thank I just you, doesn't baby. Have to eat Thank the balut.
Ooh.
If you want to see
are you eating one, Jules?
This is the duck egg.
Yeah, this is a duck embryo.
You just want to see.
I will do it.
Yeah.
I'll do it with you.
You will?
Let's yeah, do it.
I want to do it.
Steve, we're all, hey, you know what? Steve, do it with us. This is a team sport.
No, listen.
The trick is you got to break the top first.
Steve?
Hey, Steve. I really messed up.
This is a promo for Scissor Bro Challenge. But look.
Sarah, tell us about.
Sorry.
No, I went to the farmer's market and they were selling these and I was like, oh. Sounds so much interesting, more interesting than duck eggs.
Yep.
So, like, I was like, that's fantastic. I'll take three of them. And, like, I went home and I scrambled them.
Well, you just like, mashed
oh, you mashed and opened
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Like, a scrambled egg.
Yeah.
It was horrible. No, because the texture was horrible. But that's the one time I was like, I recognize these. It did not go well. It did not, but they said it was very high in protein. I was like, that's dope.
You want to break the top first.
I really don't want to do this.
Just try your best,
hey, Steve.
But I'm going to... Scissor Bros.
This is a challenge. Do it, all right?
Okay.
Honestly, you should do this in Scissor Bros, too. Yeah, you should have that sweet white boy from Kansas eat balut.
Why is this one extra hard?
Do we crack it?
We crack it.
I don't know when you guys bought this, but... I'm not trusting.
I'm not even looking at it.
Yeah, here. You know, the best way to eat balut, honestly, is in the dark. And Jules, do you have hot sauce?
Turn off the lights.
Is okay, salt make salt, it better?
Yes, the salt will make it better. Wait, here, let me help that?
Jules,
Sarah.
Have you eaten one of these?
Here we go. I'll go first.
Hold on. Do you have to crack it?
Okay.
Yeah, crack here.
Do you crack it? Yeah, just with your hand?
No, here.
How do you do it?
So you crack the top, and then you just go.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
Really good?
It's got some you have to eat it from the.
That's a good one. It had a beak in that one.
Very juicy. Well, I didn't even let it get like this. I just literally scrambled it like a fucking duck egg.
That's not bad. That's fresh.
What kind of?
So I'm eating a duck?
No. Is it a duck? It's an embryo.
An embryo of a duck?
Cool. You know what? Scissor Bros.
Scissor Bros.
Really hard, so you have
duck
to
eggs.
Okay.
But Gilbert can show you.
Dude, this looks like Alien.
Show the camera.
This looks like Alien Part 1.
What is that? It's the embryo?
How do I do this?
All right, keep cracking it. Do you see a lot of it? So Jules, is he doing it right?
This is so messed up. Scissor Bros.
You're going to this Scissor Brothers. Here, we're
going to
take this.
Oh my god!
So anyone listening to right now on audio, we are doing. Sarah has just. It doesn't smell bad, right?
This.
It smells like egg.
It smells like an egg.
Yeah. It tastes like an egg.
That part's yolky. No. I'm into it.
So okay. How do you? When do you eat it?
Now. Just don't break your teeth on the hard top part.
You already ate yours, didn't you?
Yeah, it was delicious.
You haven't eaten yours, George. You don't have one.
Right,
you know, do you want one? Do you want to eat one? No. I'm gonna do it.
You don't eat the shell.
Is this the correct way to
that's
do it?
Southern, yeah, just that's eat. That's my southern sister first. Right there.
Thank you so much.
Let's go, y'all.
Like this? What? Don't make that noise! I haven't done it yet.
Steve, stop Ready? Gagging.
Just eat it. Yeah, just
this
eat
is
it.
A delicacy in her culture, Steve. Respect it.
It's not bad.
Respect Jules.
It's not that bad.
It's not bad. But why?
It's not that bad.
I think Sarah wins.
It's not that bad.
Sarah wins this round. Because look at Steve. He's
crying.
She's
never stout.
It's not that bad.
Stevie, that's not that bad, Steve.
Stevie, that's not that bad.
Steve, it's juicy out of your teeth. Close your mouth.
Salt would be good.
Salt would be good. Here. Let me put some salt on there.
Salt would be good. Steve.
Steve, it's not bad.
It's not that bad.
Steve, don't spit it out. You have to swallow it. Hey?
It's not that bad.
Steve, it's Filipino Independence Day. Swallow it.
Swallow it, Steve.
I can't stand it. No, Steve, I can stand it. I like it.
Guys,
actually, this is really good.
Sarah won that round. Dude,
I'm a half Filipino.
There you go.
You're my honorary Filipino.
Thank you.
You're good, Steve.
You got it. Jeez, you did
delicious.
Really good, Steve.
Why are you juicing on your chin so
good?
That's the most juicing.
Look
I've
at the camera.
Seen
it was so good.
Thank you. It was really good.
Why are you juicing really like that? That's a good
Why are
question.
You like just you're look
so greasy? Why are you doing
that? Oh God.
It's really good.
Good job, Steve. Good job.
Really good.
And you know what? To wash that down, Steve, I have a dessert for you. Jules, can you pass in the dessert?
Steve, okay. You like it?
Oh, yeah. Just
Steve, just keep in mind that's a new couch.
Okay, no. We're good. I'm good. I'm getting clean.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right. And what we have here
that was great.
Is Darian.
The reason we're doing this is because we served you, what, 12 beautiful delicious Filipino dishes?
Yeah.
So you have to try the other end. Oh, you okay there?
Hold up. That last one. Is there a beak in there?
There can be. And there's
that one didn't have a beak. That one didn't.
Mine had a little.
Some do, though. Yeah,
some do, yeah.
It just tastes like a good egg. It's just a really strong egg.
It's a strong egg.
Strong egg.
Yeah.
Sarah, you don't have to eat that because you won the competition, but if you'd like to be adventurous, feel free.
Is this the Dorian?
That is the Dorian.
I'm going
to
do it.
You have to eat the whole thing?
Look at her. She's going for everything. You keep fighting this, dude. I know.
You got to eat the whole thing?
Dude, have her on Scissor Bros. She's going to kill it.
You should get her on Scissor Bros. Wait.
No.
Do you want to guide them, Kalila?
Hold on. Let me guide you. You can't just eat that whole thing.
Do you want to see? Do you want to show them?
No, don't eat it. Don't eat the whole thing.
Hey, there's something. There's a funny smell.
Sweet.
What does it smell like?
Sweet.
Describe it.
It's similar to poo, but it's not poo.
It's like garlic sweet. Poo.
No?
Why is she not? Just crazy.
Wow, she's an Annie Letterman. She doesn't.
Yeah. I think this might be like
it's not that,
the
actually,
Midwest.
Food
from the South is just, I mean, it's not compared, like, way different. But like,
I grew up eating giblets.
Do you know what I mean? It's still some crazy shit.
There's
frog legs.
You eat the whole thing?
Turtle.
Foot hooves of
alligator.
Eggs. Pig foot. Yeah.
Yeah, just take a bite. Big bite, Steve.
Have you eaten alligator?
I have, yeah.
Crazy, okay. Right?
Well, take a big bite.
It's good.
It tastes okay. It's a little amphibian. How is it? Do you like it?
Chew into the mic so we have some ASMR.
Wow.
You like it?
Mm-hmm.
See?
Claude, I think this is a sweet one. Okay. Claude, it doesn't smell bad.
Okay, so, okay.
Yeah, where did you get this one, George?
Here we go.
We got it from Seafood City, maybe?
Hold up. What's that aftertaste?
I'm going to try it.
Wow, Steve! What the hell?
All right, Steve! Okay.
Claude, that's good.
Right in.
Yeah.
Wait. There is a little aftertaste. Egg.
Mm. What's the stuff on the outside?
It's just like a milky kind of. I shouldn't have said milky.
Claude, did you smell it?
He took a bite.
Did you smell it?
I can't smell anything. This is why I know this is the milder durian.
It's not bad.
It's good.
It's not bad. Has like a.
Steve, you are right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I did it.
It's tough. It's hard.
There's a seed in the middle.
Girl, I've already lost two. I'm missing. We used to call Bobby Black Tooth. Did he tell you that?
Did he just King have a Black dead tooth?
Tooth? No,
I'll make a sticker.
What?
Bobby King Black Tooth.
Bobby, we used to call him King Black Tooth because all of his teeth in the back were black holes.
Well,
he chews. Well, how does he eat his food? Three teeth?
He no longer has those teeth.
Good.
They have since perished.
No, I think it's like it's definitely like a. I mean, he did a lot of drugs too.
Bobby.
I've lost two teeth.
Bobby Three Tooth.
Yeah.
That's his mafia name. His Bobby Bob
Three
name.
Tooth. Bobby Three Tooth.
Bobby Three Tooth.
When he eats, it's hard to watch him. Right? He goes.
Well, no. Here's the thing.
You do learn to gum it. I'm not gonna lie. I'm missing.
Oh. Teeth.
Yeah. So you just stick. I you eat just gum grapes it? In between those two. Missing teeth. Yeah.
You just have to practice, right? Yeah. But his thing is that he always wants to go to steakhouses, and he always orders steaks,
and
he has to swallow it whole because he can't chew it. So he takes these big chunks, and he just like you just see that big piece just go down his neck. I hate that fucking smell.
You don't like it?
Yeah,
I hate durian.
It's funky.
It's like a sock.
I have to admit, the durian was easier for me than the balut.
Yeah.
Really?
It was very good.
But looks just egg to me.
I don't think they were either. They weren't. Neither one of them were.
They were both delicious.
I've heard about durian a lot, but it's not that bad.
Hmm. Yeah, we didn't get a stinky one. We're
it did it smell a little funky.
I'm really proud of you guys.
You can't really describe the smell. It smells really specific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sulfur.
Can Bob get like dentures or implants? Can he just get fake teeth in there?
Yeah, I mean he's got money. I don't for somebody who has money, he sure has very little teeth.
Why doesn't he just do that?
But he doesn't like the dentist, right?
Yeah, but he likes food.
Yeah, food, but if you don't, that's implants are hard. It's painful.
Yeah, it is.
It's painful.
It's so painful. Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Have you had them?
No, I won't get them. I'm missing two teeth, but I won't get them because it's too. They stick a rod up there.
Oh, they stick a rod in your gums.
They don't fist it.
And then you have to wait a while for it to heal before you put the actual implant
they put
on there.
I screw a rod and it holds your tooth in. So most people don't want to do that. Especially if you don't see it.
We did it.
Go. Do we have an unhelpful advice this week, Gil?
We do. Okay. We have a question.
Unhelpful advice with Kalila.
I love your shoes.
Sarah.
Yeah, you like them?
And Stevie Weeb.
Does it say El Nino?
No, this is like the Nike of China, Li Ning.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Really?
Yeah. so good. Can you get me a pair?
Yeah, I mean, they're on. There's a store on Fairfax.
Is that Dwayne Wade's shoe?
No, yeah, he's. How did you know he's sponsored by them?
Because every NBA player now has a shoe in China.
Yeah, he's their Dwayne premier Wade, player. Dwayne Wade's sponsored by Li-Ning.
Oh, well, this...
They're a Chinese company.
Oh, God. Sorry. All right, guys. Here's the unhelpful question.
That balloon was hard for me.
Feel free to give helpful advice.
Very hard.
Or unhelpful advice, Steve. Here we go. So for a job for the summer, I help an uncle deliver packages, and my grandma also helps him to when I don't want to go with my uncle.
Wait, can you start from the beginning? My mind wandered. Can you start? Can you read slower?
I short-circuited as well.
Slow.
So for a job for the summer... I help my uncle deliver packages, and my grandma also helps him when I don't want to go with my uncle. Well, today...
Sorry, Gilb, I got lost again.
Yeah. Slower. Slow. Yeah.
So for a job for the summer...
Slower than that. Oh. Really slow. Very slow.
So for a job for the summer... I help an uncle... deliver packages.
I don't know why I'm turning it to.
Why are you doing voiceover? Dude, just do it slower in your normal voice.
How slow do you want it, bro? So for a job the summer, I help an uncle deliver packages, and my grandma also helps him when I don't want to go with my uncle. So sometimes.
Can you start from the beginning? My mind wandered again. Oh, sorry. God, one last time. I'm so sorry. Hold up.
If you do this one more time, we have another bullet for you.
Can I not take the mannequin home either? Because I don't think I have room for that thing.
Yeah.
Okay, because that'd be weird if I had a. I'm kind of scared of it.
What if we cut her body in half?
We'll give you the top half.
No.
You want the bottom or top?
None of that. No.
But can you
continue
name her?
With your email.
Wait, can you name her?
Name her for us.
She looks like a Meredith.
Ew. Look at her beautiful brown skin.
Yeah, why did you go for Meredith?
Bridget.
Sarah, what do you think?
Joanna.
No, I was trying to think of the one of the.
What?
Was it Brittany? I was trying to.
She looks like Brittany. Brittany.
I don't know where that came from.
Brittany.
Wow. Bye.
All right.
All of that totally
to
fucked
on
me up.
Yeah. Mannequin. You know, it's just gross.
You've graduated.
Yeah, I got
to move on.
I got to move back to mannequin. Right, Sarah?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, back
what
to
if
you.
What if we see you take this poodle one instead?
You want the poodle? You've moved on. You've moved on to something else.
Back to the email.
Okay.
So for a job for the summer, I help my uncle deliver packages, and my grandma also helps him when I don't want to go with my uncle. Today, I didn't want to go. And enjoy this day. This sentence is really weird. Basically, I didn't want to go today. And I come to find out my grandma fell out of the truck and went to the hospital with a fractured knee and toes. Now I feel like a piece of shit for not going to help. I feel like it's all my fault. And these people in my family are saying I should have been there. It just feels like in my mind, they're saying it's all my fault. Are they right? So basically, he didn't help his uncle, which means his grandma had to take his place, and then she fell out of the truck and fractured basically her.
I understand.
Unless you ripped her body out of that truck yourself, it's not your fault. Yeah. Shitty things happen when you make it's that's what families do. Well, shitty parents do is that they like to throw on this like thick layer of guilt and then you hang on to it for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. It's a horrible, horrible thing to do, but no, it's not your fault.
It's not his fault.
Have you guys had a moment when you were very guilty and people made you feel like shit for it?
I have to think about that one.
Yeah, all the time. Like every time your parents are like, you should have done this or else this wouldn't, you know, if you hadn't done this, this wouldn't have happened. And I'm like, they're completely unrelated. And I want to say that, but you get a backhand to your mouth. You know what I mean? Like you can't talk back and say that. So you're just like, yeah, all right, it's my fault. You carry these little things for the rest of your life. But no, dude, it's not your fault. Simple as that.
Not your fault. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
All right, guys, here's the second question.
My eyelash is falling off, Sarah.
This is from our friend. This is from our.
Help me out.
I'm in the middle of my eyebrow. Sorry.
This is our friend D. We'll call him D. I wanted some advice on my relationship with my girlfriend. We've been dating for over a year now and made some mistakes prior to us being officially together. She brings it up every couple of months and uses it to justify her current feelings or actions. We always move, in quotations, past it, but always brought up later on. Should I just move on with my life or work towards making this relationship work? I'm at odds because I know I deserve to be happy and not be reminded of my past. But I was single then, so of course I was talking to other women. Any help would be appreciated. Love you guys. His girlfriend is using his past to basically use it in fights.
That's rude. Yeah, it's young people shit.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's always going to be something. Yeah, no, you can't. You don't owe it to anybody to, like, defend your past. Yeah.
None of her fucking business, really. What happened before her entry into your life is really none of her business, unless it's currently affecting her. And let's say, like, you used to stab people. Now you stab her in her sleep. Like, that's when it matters. Mm-hmm. But
you can't use that. Like,
that's so unfair.
That's her past.
Yeah, I would move on. If I put it this way, that's a major red flag. If I just met somebody and he did that to me, he'd be out today. I wouldn't move on with that relationship. Mm-hmm. That's just me. Yeah. Right? Because that's just...
No, it's
I can't do
be.
That, like, jealousy shit or that judgment or that, like...
Yeah, that's like if you brought up like
life.
You're doing the opposite because it's like you bringing up Sarah or something. You know what I'm saying?
Dumb. Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But I've had that though. Like when people bring in past stuff, like current relationships.
Oh yeah, I've had that too. Oh yeah.
But it's them because it's insecurity and to be mean because it does nothing to move the relationship forward.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't. It's not useful. You know what I mean? Yeah. It doesn't help anybody. So it's like it's just
but that's
something
it.
That's it's
you
just,
said it. It's not useful.
Do you think women do that more than men?
No, a lot of men
do that too.
Do it all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, you were this. You were a hoe. Well, that's what you. I'm like,
oh, that's like shaming.
Yeah, shaming. It's like judgment. Mm-hmm. Jules, are you there?
Yeah.
How did you sense her?
I just saw her little like head peeking through the corner. Jules, happy Independence Day. Happy Independence
Thank you, Jules, Day. For all the food. Jules, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We did it, guys. Did we get enough
that was
time,
fun.
George? Did we get enough time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. I think you guys, here's my
that was really fun,
total assessment. You guys fucking killed it.
No, that was just fun. I don't
honorary,
not like,
no,
that
honorary
fun.
Filipinos is what I'm saying.
Oh, I mean on that tip.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Thank you. It was totally good.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me.
Sarah, thank you for doing this on not that long a notice either.
I am. I told George, thank you. It's amazing. Thank you. It's an honor.
Steve, you guys want to sign off?
What do you mean?
Give us promote whatever you want to.
Oh, we're still filming?
Yeah. I was like, Steve, can you, hey, can you keep the energy up?
promote
okay.
your stuff.
Just go to youtube.com/scissorbros.
Yeah.
I'm mostly here for that as well because I told Jeremiah I was coming here.
Oh, I thought you wanted to also.
Oh, and Stevie Weeby Show.
Like, you know, just be
and honest. I need both y'all to come back.
On Scissor
Whenever.
Bros?
No, either Scissor or mine.
Yeah, of course, Wait, Steve.
Yeah?
Yeah. Your brother comes back on Friday. We can go eat and
so
stuff.
Soon.
Right.
So soon. Okay.
Yeah, we should all go. It's a reunion.
Yeah. Reunion.
Yeah.
Sarah, you have
Where can we get
stuff
the-
to promote. Your amazing, amazing art.
Art?
Thank
yes.
you.
Where can we get it?
I appreciate it. Yeah, just go on Instagram. Everything is on Instagram. Everything lives on Instagram. Websites are on Instagram. Everything's on Instagram. Like, that's
there you go.
Pretty much it. Oh, yes. Thank you, George.
And, George, you're going to put it in the YouTube description box, right?
I'll put it there, too.
Oh, thank you, George.
For those listening, my Instagram is Sarah Rose Highland, mm-hmm. or just Sarah Rose. Either way, you will find it. I'm there.
What a name.
I like that. I love that you're still doing art.
I know.
Yeah.
I wasn't,
really good
I wasn't
art.
Doing it. I wasn't doing it. The pandemic actually happened.
But you're doing it.
And I'm doing it again. No, it's been good.
It's
and
good
that's what I will say. Like, I've, like... Through your fans, Tiger Belly fans, like there's so many like creative, amazing fans. Like it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like how, what you guys
Stickers.
Attract your show.
Yeah,
attracts really cool creative people. Like it's amazing. I've met so many amazing people.
Wow,
it's dope.
The power of Kalila.
I'm just saying, like that's not every podcast attracts like a
cool
good
people.
Community.
Yeah, we have a good
people,
community.
But like it feels like you guys have over the years have like accumulated this. Badass group of people. That's awesome. And they love you.
Yeah.
Love it.
They love you so much.
In the words of Bobby, really quick. That's enough. Shut up. Everyone, shut up. Round of applause for Stevie and Sarah.
Round of applause, guys. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week.
All right, guys. That was a wild episode. I mean, not only did we have our beautiful, wonderful, funny, talented co-host, Sarah Highland, take Bobby's place. We didn't stop there. We brought the man, the myth, the legend. I mean, he's right here in our outro. He's doing the Scissor Bro dance, rocking a D-Wade signature shoe. Feel free. Is it Lining? Lining?
Yeah.
Feel free to hit up Steve and sponsor him.
Lining, holler at me.
Holler at him. We just want to thank
our... Which camera are you looking at there, Steve? Okay.
Okay, looked like you were looking at the wrong one.
Lining, holler at me.
Okay.
just a quick update, merch update to our Sleepers special announcement. We have some special new designs coming for you guys very soon. Some...
Any hints on what's happening there, Gil?
I don't know. It seems like people really like the Joshua Tree episode, so we might be getting a hoodie and some shirts pretty soon. Maybe, boop, that was a quick flash right there. You saw that, George?
Maybe.
And also, not only that, we also are introducing some really cool summer tees. Little nod to Hawaii. Little nod to the ocean stylings that Bobby and Kalila love so much. So here's a little flash of it right here. Ding. Yeah, George, edit that.
Oh, I hate when people do
edit
that.
Edit that.
I hate
YouTube point. But yeah,
edit
guys,
it wrong. Edit it wrong.
But if you do want to hear about it first, so it doesn't sell out, because these will be limited run once again. We'll have some merch that sits in the store, but not these designs. These will be capped at a certain amount, so make sure you be first to find out about it by joining our mailing list at www.podcap.io/belly. Once again, that's www.podcap.io/belly. Anything else, George? You said you look like you're about to say something.
And let's thank our sponsors as well. Hey, Helix,
yeah.
Calm, and Roman.
Take the sleep quiz and match it with your ideal mattress. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/belly.
Get the tools that improve the way you feel. For Tiger Belly listeners, Calm is offering a special limited time promo of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/belly.
Last longer, like Stevie Weeby when it counts. Oh, I don't like that. Go to getroman.com/belly and get $10 off your first order of swipes plus free 2-day shipping. And guys, we also want to give a shout out to a sister podcast, or shall I say a brother podcast. I don't know where my camera, a brother podcast. It's called Scissor Bros. Steve, tell us a little about that podcast.
Yeah, so Scissor Bros is with me and my buddy Jeremiah Watkins. Go to youtube.com/scissorbros and subscribe today. Will you guys do some scissors with me? One, two.
How many do we have to do?
Three, four,
all right,
five, six, seven.
Wait, tell us what we can expect
eight.
In the show.
We do weekly challenges. 9.
Like?
10. Like we did a hot sauce challenge. We actually pooed in diapers.
That's a challenge, or it was a mistake?
The original challenge was whoever could poo the... Because we took laxatives.
Yeah.
So whoever pooed first lost, but then it took a while for the laxatives to kick in. So we changed it to whoever poos first wins. And I actually won that challenge. So we do weekly challenges. It's just a fun, silly podcast. So you guys check it out.
Check it out, guys. It will be in the description down below per Steve's request.
We'll see. We'll see.
George.
It'll be there. Or will it? Steve, one more time, say it to the camera what the link is.
YouTube.com/scissorbros, Instagram.com/QUANGOU. Thanks for letting me be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, man. And also the Stevie Weeby Show. That is still running.
Oh, Stevie Weeby Show. YouTube.com/Stevie Weeby. Uploads are every Wednesday.
Boom. Guys, we love you very much. Make sure you follow everything Bobby Lee at Bobby Lee Live, Kalila Calamity K, George at George_Kimmel, all your Warzone updates at Gilbits, and follow us on Tiger Belly for the latest updates, and that is going to be at Tiger Belly on Instagram. And also, one more time, make sure you sign up for the mailing list. That is, once again, www.podcap.io/belly. Stevie, we love you. George,
love you guys. Thank
you're
you.
A great father and husband. And bye. Bye.